Welcome to the Liberty Free to Be podcast. I've had the pleasure of connecting with women from all over the world, and I'm constantly left feeling uplifted by their stories, their attitude and zest for life. Whenever I'm having a wobble, they've been a great source of encouragement. So I wanted to create a space to not only share their stories and amplify women over 40's voices, but also share my own passion for living a fulfilled life with freedom. Join me as I share a fortnightly dose of midlife motivation, where you get to hear from some amazing people who are leaving a trail of inspiration along the way, breaking down midlife stereotypical barriers, and proving it's never too late to find new passion and purpose. Think of it as your one-stop shop full of real stories you can relate to. Lifestyle inspiration, practical resources, from health and wealth, mindset to menopause, reinvention to rebellion. No subject is off limits. Living a life of liberty, free to be. Whatever we want to be in midlife and beyond.
Hello, welcome back to a new week on Liberty Free to Be. And I've got another fabulous guest with me today. And I'm really looking forward to talking to Heidi Fossley. Heidi and I first met at a Noon Reboot Camp in Portland Hall. And we've got a lot to talk about today. How do we describe Heidi? Heidi is a life coach. She's a reboot life coach, which is perfect for this time of life because we get to this point where lots of us feel stuck in a rut. Heidi is the person that can really help you reignite your passion for life, if you like. So I'm looking forward to finding out more. She's also a best-selling author of Frightened to Fabulous, and she's got her own backstory, like so many women on this podcast, that have all got a story to share of how they've got to where they are today. So welcome, Heidi. We've been planning this for a long time. It's great to finally have you.
I'm so glad to be here, Rachel. Finally.
Finally. Yes, brilliant. Before we get going, so that people get a feel of who Heidi is, how would you describe yourself in three words?
Right. My three words would be authentic. Authentic, living my true, in my lane, doing what I've sort of been put on the earth to do. You know, I'm sort of walking my walk, talking my talk. So authentic's a good one. Energized. I positive energy. You know, look for the half full. Live your best life, kind of thing. So people comment on my energy, and I feel very energetic. And then probably creative, and that creativity sort of trickles down into transformation and reinvention, which is what sort of. That's who I am, and that's how I live, and that's what I help people with. Yeah. Those are my three.
Fabulous. Love them. Thank you so much. And it's really interesting, that word authenticity, because, you know, I know that you've got a backstory that we're going to share today, but, you know, you show up on social media, you look like you've got this amazing life now that you have really curated yourself through a lot of hard work. And it's easy to look at someone's feed and think, oh, they've got everything sorted. Life's fantastic. You know, aren't they lucky? But actually, it does usually come from overcoming lots of big hurdles along the way. Hence the title of the book, Frightened to Fabulous. So how do we say, what is the backstory?
It started a big family, was the adventurous one, flew the nest, everyone else stayed put. So I did it always very differently. What came with that big family, traditional family, seaside town where I grew up in England, was sort of great values, strong beliefs, and a very strong foundation, which sort of gave me my blueprint for my life, really. Mm-hmm. But then when I kept hearing, just be normal, grow where you're planted, Heidi, you know, just play safe, draw inside the lines. I was so upset all the time growing up, thinking, why do I have to do what other people think is normal? So there was this constant sort of straitjacket, what it felt like. And I went through, I did it how I was supposed to. You know, I tried to break the rules, and I often did, but found myself, well, you know, those beliefs and those rules and those values were great when I was 12, 22 or 32. But when I got into my 40s, I found myself very stuck doing the right thing in a marriage that I was unhappy, but of course, you know, didn't want to break the mold, didn't want to upset anyone, kept things as they are, even though I felt really unhappy, yes. Full of self-doubt, lost my confidence, feeling invisible. But I gave in, didn't do anything, stayed there for 3 more years, like women do. You know, you don't want to upset people, you know, you want to please people. And again, these values and beliefs, this BS, this belief system, kept me there. And then one day, there was this, my children were down with my French grandma, my husband's mum. And it was one evening when there was this horrific argument that actually became abusive and very frightening. And I knew that this was a turning point. I remember sitting in my car the next day, sobbing because of this awful night I'd had with my husband. And I knew this was the turning point. And I knew that I wasn't able to carry on, and I wasn't going to compromise, and I wasn't going to sell my happy for 10 years until the girls went to college. The girls were 10 and 8. So that was the day. Frightened? Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Horribly. Grabbed the girls. I just got my friend to come with some boxes. Grab the girls' stuff. Put them in the boxes quickly as you can. He might come back. And I was literally watching those boxes go down the hill, following in the car, knowing that my children were not going to be with their dad anymore. And that's sort of where it got really messy. That was my messy midlife. You know, there I was in a country where I didn't speak the language, because we moved to France 4 years before this fateful day. So raising the children, no money, because I was raising the children. So left with no money, nowhere to go, and a 10 and 8-year-old in a country where I didn't speak the language. So bottom of the barrel, my friend let me stay in her guest room with my two little chicks underneath my arms every night. And, you know, that was the time when I just thought to myself, you know what? Rent, food, bills, it's a reality. I've got to get somewhere for us to live.
Yeah.
So I just tapped into what I was good at. You know, what were my strengths? What were my passions? You know, what were my skill set? So I tapped into that, which, you know, I spent most of my 20s studying hair, skin, makeup, beauty, fashion, fitness. So I went back and just sort of hustled until I started getting work. And gradually things started falling into place. Then a friend of mine offered me her little village house. We moved in without an item. We didn't have a spoon, a fork. Thankfully, it was fully furnished. So nothing, but it was a palace. To me and my little two little girls, it was a palace.
Yeah.
So we moved there. And then, like I say, I started building things. I mean, full of fear. Every night, you know, my hair would be sticking to my face with fear. I'd wake up sweating, you know, it was awful. Bottom of my bed, praying for a bit of guidance, a bit of know-how. I was on my own, you know, with these little girls who just wanted stability and mommy to be okay. And then, like I say, gradually, and then I found life coaching. And that really opened up a whole new Heidi. That inner journey of sort of self-discovery really opened up a whole new Heidi. I'd been living on the surface, you know, very shiny surface. But this took on a whole new meaning in my life. And it just opened doors. I even got my own coach to get this, you know, this was part of the process. And then to today, and today I'm an Amazon number one best-selling coach, author. I'm a life coach, personal trainer, beauty and image consultant. And I have this amazing life now. But believe me, it was very messy. And even though, you know, I talk about where I don't want to sort of talk about my story as if it's something, you know, special, but it just shows the ability to transform.
Yes.
And that everyone has what they need inside of them. But it's just what I help women with is that inner journey to start with, to anchor what they're really good at. They've forgotten. And it's no use comparing today to last week or even a year ago. You have to go back to the beginning and just realize how brilliant you are, what you've done, the story, the life you've had. So in my world, you know, the life you live are the lessons you teach. So this is sort of this transformation. And I'm just a couple of stepping stones ahead of the ladies I work with. You know, my clients are just, I've got the flashlight. We're in the dark tunnel and I've been on that lush green grass on the other side. So I've come back to get you. Come, follow me. So this is how I do my reinvention, my life reboot, starting on the inside. What are you good at? What's holding you back? Why has it happened? What do you want? That's another thing. What do you want?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? It's you know, I can completely relate to what you've been through. You know, in terms of, you know, getting divorced at 40, I had a really secure, financially secure life. Everything on the outside, you know, would have looked like I had the perfect life going on. But I just felt completely unfulfilled, like I wasn't going to. I felt invisible. And for me, I just thought, well, I either do this now and change my life and take control of it, or I'm going to be stuck in this situation the rest of my life. And then that's a waste of my life. That's how I felt personally. And there are, I think there'll be lots of women that can relate to what you said about that. But it takes courage to then rebuild up and to find what do you like? Where do you even start through that situation? Because you're dealing with blind fear of, you know, where do I go? I'm on my own for the first time, perhaps, you know, for me, it was 24 years in a relationship. And then I'm suddenly on my own. Who the hell am I? What do I like to eat? What do I like to listen to? It is like starting from scratch, isn't it?
And we all have these goals and dreams that we just don't tell anyone about. We sort of write them on a piece of paper and put them in our wallet. And we just are full of excuses why we don't want to do it. It's not the right time, you know, full of self-doubt. You know, we've got plenty of excuses, but not much time. You know what I mean? We need to, it's just having the, I think you just need to have that sort of, it's the confidence. It's the self-doubt that we're all stuck in. And yeah, it's really, really hard. And it's not something that you take lightly. And it doesn't have to be a dramatic divorce. It might be just this little nudge that you're getting every now and then that something's not quite right, or you're holding back, you're sitting in that comfort zone. And this is it, guys. This is life. You know, there is no rewind.
Yeah.
So if you can improve, change, revamp, refresh, reinvent, why not?
I mean, but how do they take those first steps? I'm guessing women come to you and are in that place where they don't know where to start. They come to you because they're desperate to make changes, but they need a mentor. And I think mentors are really important. I wish, looking back now in my 20s and 30s, I'd had a mentor. I really do, because I think it's very valuable to have somebody on your side. It's that, just giving you that extra boost of confidence to let somebody else believe in you.
A sounding board, even a cheerleader. You're doing great, you know? Yeah. Oh, I wish I had a me when I was going through this huge transition. And I have this lovely client, Sarah, and she had been sort of with this very dominant husband. And sadly, he'd got really ill and had passed away last year. And she found me through social media. And she literally didn't know what she liked, didn't know, you know, who she was, had no voice, invisible. You know, she had many wishes on her wish list, you know, obviously get her health back. The trauma of what had happened affected her health. But it was this identity and confidence. And she said, I just want to feel pretty. I'm like, it was just a joy. And now you should see her. Oh, my gosh. It's like she's plugged in and this light. And so that sort of client. And it took about 3 months. But she literally just lost herself. Invisible was what she was. And it just came from a life of, you know, being on her back foot, having someone else speak for her. But that's not uncommon.
No, it's not. And I'm guessing, you know, we're talking about divorce and going through breakups and relationships, because that's what you and I have, you know, we've been through ourselves. But not all your clients have gone through that. They're probably just women that have just felt lost as they get into their 40s, are at menopause. You do lose that, and you've got that kind of disconnect between your body and your mind, I guess. So it's a lot more about that as well, isn't it? About the health and the mindset.
Yes. And it's this, I have this another client who... She's, you know, mid-40s. To the outside, she's got everything. 3 amazing children. But at the same time, she had lost her confidence. She wanted to find her independence. She wanted to go back to work. But she was really entrepreneurial. And I love brainstorming business ideas. So this is something that I love. And I get quite a lot of clients saying, you know what? Either I want to go back to work. So we do, you know, get their LinkedIn and we get a resume and we practice interview techniques. Or... we brainstorm business ideas, you know, I want a flower shop. She's not in any way stumbling. She just needs to sort of get some clarity, get out of the fog and find what she loves to do. Yeah. So there's many different clients, and that's the joy of it, to be honest. That's the joy.
When you were working with when you were going through this life coaching and you were having your own life coach, can you remember some of the kind of moments, the light bulb moments for you, where you really got that clarity and thought, okay, yeah, I can do this?
Yes. I think I'd lost my courage and I'd lost my curiosity. And I think being curious, those light bulb moments, you know, you might just, you know, this path might just lead you to something new. Having your purpose, you know what I mean? It might be what you love to do that you can share with the world, and hey ho, there's your purpose. So I think once I got curious, and I always get that, get my my clients, I ask questions enough that they get curious. And I think that's huge. Curiosity, courage, and wanting to keep learning. Those are my three foundational things. You know, don't lose that desire to learn and to be engaged in life. Because often you disconnect, you know, you sit in comfort or you sit in mediocre, you know, the fear of change. People don't like change. You know, you can, with change, you sort of can see what, you quantify what you're leaving behind. So that's scary, but you can't see what's in front. So fear of change is a big one. Judgment from others.
That's a big one.
You know what I mean? What will they think? So there's big light bulb moments when you say, I'm going to think about me for once. I'm going to put me at the top of the to-do list. I don't care what anyone else thinks. Those were my light bulbs.
Yeah. And I do think that comes with change as well. I think that comes with, but as you get older, I do think that comes with age, understanding that.
When we get used to that sentence, you know, this is what I want. Did you hear me? I just said it, you know, because you don't ask for what you want. You're so used to sort of accommodating and managing everyone else's life. You've forgotten what you want. And then you sort of, you know, that scary moment in the middle of the night, you know, who am I and what do I want from the second act in my life? Yeah, that's that question that you sort of hide behind, you ignore. And then you've got to come face to face because then you've got to come up with some answers. And that's scary.
And I also love that curiosity because, we're born curious. And we have all things, you know, when we're younger, when we're children and kids, we do all the things without curiosity and we find the things that we really love doing. For me, it was acting, always liked being on the stage, presenting, drama. And then it got lost along the way in my 20s. You know, then you start working and family came along and stopped doing it completely. And it's really interesting. I talk to lots of women that suddenly in their 40s or 50s, go back and find the things.
Yes.
We're really, there's the core essence of who I am is I like that. I like presenting, I like being on stage. And I'm doing that in a different form, perhaps, to how I imagined doing it, when I was 13. But it's still always been there and it's reconnecting with that, isn't it?
You have that performer in you.
Yeah.
And it's now in your podcast, it's in your modeling, it's in your platform. It's the same but different, but it's that same sort of nugget of joy that you get when you do it.
What was that for you when you were younger then?
My big joy is just always fitness. I know that's probably not so enlightening, but for me it's health is my joy, is my happy place. You know, I went for a run this morning and I'm just like, oh, joy. I don't know, I can't get away from that. I love the creativity of makeup and making people look and feel beautiful. That brings me joy.
Yeah.
I love children. I'm a teacher somewhere, probably like you.
Yes.
So those things bring me joy. And so we are lucky, aren't we, that we're actually in our lane. But, we're actually doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Very lucky. But it shows that you can find that at any age. It's never too late to find it. That's something that's really important that I want people to remember, that you're not written off after a certain age. You can reinvent yourself. You can tap into your real passions at any age.
My dad's 89, 90 this year, and he's in his third act, you know? We're in our second, you know? And it's never too late. You're never too old. It's, you know, these things, you know, color outside the lines, you know, get outside of your comfort zone, you know, put yourself at the top of your list. Don't play safe. You know, and this sort of 8-step solution that I created that's in my book is just the process. It's me helping people feel good, look and feel good, on the inside and the outside. And that's sort of the 360, the sort of one-stop shop that I offer my clients. And it's groundbreaking and up it.
But what I love about the book is it's you, it's your journey. So it's you know, you have walked this walk, you're walking the talk, but it's also showing really practical advice. There's 8 steps in there that make sense, that are doable, that are manageable, that are not completely way ahead for somebody that they think, I just can't do this, I'm too overwhelmed by it. How have you found that whole process of writing the book? Is that something you'd like to do more of?
It was really hard. It was really hard. You know, where do you start? You know, and really hard. But I do want to, what I'd like to do is sort of a little handbook, because the three pillars to my reboot are this middle health and wellness, and then the outer packaging. And I'd love just to have a handbook that has divided into three you know, with a binder maybe that you can just tips and tricks or questions to ask yourself or nuggets of wisdom or, you know, clothes to fit your body shape or best ofs, how to's, you know, something like that. You know, this was a sort of the lifestyle. And I was kind of wanting to write. I was kind of proud of myself after that 10 years that I went through. And also I wanted to help people so it wouldn't take 10 years for them to reinvent. So the book was cathartic as well. I wanted to get my story out and also the message behind the story. And then the practical bit at the end, you know, this is sort of a little sort of back entrance into Heidi's world. You know, the book is easy to manage because the questions are similar.
Yeah.
So the questions I ask with my clients, but it's in your own time. So you can fill it all in at the back of the book, you know?
Yeah.
And then you can, oh, okay, I can manage this. So then, okay, so then they get on a call with me, a free 30-minute clarity call, and then I can help them understand where they are and a little mini plan. And I obviously want to offer your audience that same clarity call, but it's just the book was always an easy way for people to understand what I do. And then they obviously come on and I had these online programs that we love, you know, this community of women and each week and they have private coaching and it's the three pillars.
Yeah.
We have a great, great time. Yeah.
And you have, you know, you've got so many skills. We've talked about, you've got your PT training, you're a qualified PT trainer. You have, you know, your stylist, you've done lots of work in the fashion industry. You are, you know, you're a makeup artist, as well as the life coaching. So the whole package is there. But I wonder at what point do you, because sometimes if you're struggling in the mindset, is putting on a bright red lipstick will change the way you look. A quick route into boosting your confidence so that until your brain and your mind and your body and your soul catch up with that.
I think this is, the life coaching changed everything for me because I was working from the outside in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to be honest, that great lipstick is good for, it doesn't really cover up the insecurities and the sort of not particularly liking yourself and that self-doubt, you know? So I understand that, I think that the biggest, most influential and most dramatic change is when you start working on the food you eat and moving your body, because that gives you confidence because you feel in control. Because somehow women, many of my clients almost abandon their body and almost, you know, disconnect from it and abuse it either with neglect or with food.
Yes.
So what I love, and it changes everything, is that food and exercise, the nutrition, because it does affect your mind. It does affect your mood. It does affect the clarity. It does affect your skin. So suddenly we might even start with health and wellness and nutrition and then go into the first pillar. Then we start unpacking the who and the why and the what and the when. So I do believe that it's an inside out job. Mm. I do believe that loving and radiating from the inside out gives you that sexy female, reconnects you with that female.
Yeah.
And that beautiful pop of lipstick or that sort of bouncy hair, super sexy. Sure, it makes you feel sexy. But I do believe that clarity gives you confidence. Figure out who you are, and then you got to feel quite snappy. I have forgotten that I'm a really good ballroom dancer. I have forgotten that I can salsa, you know? So somehow the action, so the clarity gives you confidence. Confidence gives you action, basically. And it might be a great haircut that gives you that trigger, but very often it's the nutrition and the exercise. The fact that you're getting out there and taking back control. That's the biggest trigger for me usually.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I used to change my hair. I used to change my hair regularly. I would always be the one that would have a new look. So I would go from extremes. I've had every colour of the rainbow. I've had short, long. And when I look back now, it was my way of trying to boost my confidence, trying to make me feel better without fixing what was going on inside. So it never really satisfied that need, but it was just my way of getting a quick fix.
And to be seen, you were wanting to be seen as well.
Yeah, but like you say, until you do the work and you do the legwork on yourself on the inside, it's only going to patch it up. It's not going to make a real long-term difference.
It is an inside job. And I understood, even it took me a while until I started studying.
the life coaching. Then I understood.
It was a lot of different countries. So you've lived, you know, you've had a really lovely lifestyle in the States. You have lived, you're now living in France. You've lived, you know, London. Do you see a difference in attitudes for women kind of 40 plus in terms of aging and how they feel about themselves and their confidence? Have you noticed a difference where you've lived?
You know what? It's all the same. To be honest, it's not the environment, it's attitude. And I think, I don't know, the French, I mean, I don't have a lot of French friends. I'm very much with that English speaking community here. Yeah. And I lived in the States for 10 years and I can't say that there's any, it's a vocabulary and it's a tribal female thing, no matter where you go in the world, in my world anyway. Yeah. Those three countries, you know, the UK, US, and now France, all the women, we're all on the same page. You know, it's I just want everyone to feel and be the best version of themselves. And I think it's just making the decision to do what that takes. And that's when I get people contacting me, because it's sort of like, oh my gosh, you might just have a couple of questions that might bring, because they've got all the answers inside of them. They just don't know it yet.
Yeah. And I think we're taught from a young age, particularly growing up in the 70s, you know, we're taught from a young age, as particularly young girls, to not think about ourselves and not put ourselves forward and not to, you know, you don't show off about things because you'd be bragging or so we push ourselves down, don't we?
That's it. And having two daughters who are in their early and mid-20s, I'm so much about empowerment. And this next generation of girls are so different to us.
Yes.
You know, I just went with what everyone told me to do. You know, I just did what I was told and, you know, played normal until I didn't, you know. And then I just realized that those rules and those lies, you know, not good enough and too old, too late, or I'm a pleaser, or, you know, I'm just not good in social situations, or I'm not sporty. Stop those lies. Yeah. Those are beliefs that you've been given. You can change any of them. So I'm telling my girls, you know, go, do, be, you know, it's different.
And, you know, talking of being curious, you are still being curious. You're now adding skill sets to your repertoire. So you're doing speaking events now. So you've just been working with the coach, haven't you, to learn about speaking events. How's that been? Because that's another comfort zone.
Yes, the Rockstar Speakers. G is my amazing coach, and he's got this amazing program that I've taken that is groundbreaking. So, you know, if you need a speaker coach, he's amazing. I haven't started speaking yet. So now it's the, okay, Heidi, you got to fly the nest. You've got to start flapping your wings and get out there. So now it's really, what I want is just to combine my life reboot with the speaking. So speaking my truth. Helping people understand, you know, that my messy midlife could be just so similar to yours, or it might just be, you know, connection that they want, or, you know, understanding that, you know, it isn't all shiny on the outside. And sort of that's why I wrote my book to speak, just because it's a nice way to connect with people. So I want to just do what I do in front of people, not always behind the computer, to be honest. I'd love to be part of women's summits, you know, you and I speaking on the stage together, empowering, connecting, you know, just magnetizing these amazing women who are looking to just be part of a tribe and just to feel empowered. So my speaking and the amazing training I had from G is really to be with people like you, getting out there and just creating a bit of a vibration and help people change their life, improve, refresh, whatever the word is.
Yeah, my mission too. And I think the more of us that we are, it seems like there's a real band of women that are coming together now, that are collaborating, that are pulling their resources, all about empowering other women. And I've always said, you know, if it differs to one person, then it's worth doing.
So right. So I'm going to be in London soon. So I'm going to come up to see you up in the north a little bit. And we need to have
So what does scare you? Do you know, are there projects that you've personally held off on perhaps up until now, where you think, oh, I should never, how do you, I've just got to get on with it?
Speaking. I get physically nauseous thinking of it. So I have to keep, you know what, I keep sort of visioning it in my head, and I can see my feet, and I've decided which shoes I'm wearing, and I can hear my shoes walking out onto the stage, you know. but the fear.
And I think it just comes from, I've tried to analyze it, I think it just comes from that blueprint, that be normal, don't sort of play by the rules, you know. And I've always felt as though I've had to almost sort of switch down my energy to accommodate everybody else.
Yeah.
So the fear of being, putting my neck out, you know, makes me frightened because, you know, we're all fearful of judgment. But you know what? I'm telling everybody else to step out of their comfort zone. So this is why I'm pushing myself, but horribly scary.
You will be amazing at it. I know you will. And I, you know, it's that word courage. It's back to that word courage. Yeah, I do. I've done, last year I did four, the first four. And I do it in my bra and knickers as well. So that's an added level of, but actually that's a bit that doesn't bother me at all. That's
normal. What did you just say? Look, I've seen the video or I have seen the photograph. And just, that is so fantastic.
Well, we just need to see women owning their physical presence, and what better way to break down barriers than to stand there in my bra and knickers and say, yes, I'm a model, but also this is my body, I'm curvy, I'm owning it. We've all got our insecurities, but that's not what defines me. And I think it's really important that we see that. So I started it, I did it once, and I thought, well, there's no going back for what I've got to do for all of them.
So great. I mean, so impressed. Really, really, really. And it's just embracing your beautiful self. That's all it is. You know, and it, no matter what it looks like, you know what, it's just embrace it and don't abuse it. Love yourself. Love your body.
Well, I love seeing what you're doing in life, and I love watching your social media. And if people haven't come to follow you, go follow Heidi, because, you know, you do have... It looks like a really beautiful place where you live. It's amazing in the south of France. So you have got that added advantage of great weather, which helps with exercising. But you do make the most of every single day. It looks like you really have embraced this next chapter completely. And I hope that people watching that from the outside get a glimpse of that, thinking, well, how can I improve my life? How can I do the things that I want to do?
But no, don't let it scare them that they think that I've got it's all shiny. You know, no. We're all still frightened. We're all doubting ourselves. I mean, it's still there. I just fight it, you know. But I just know how anyone who works with me, I just know how they feel. And that intuition is very powerful. And we women have that, don't we? At this point in our life, we're quite intuitive, aren't we?
If you can give somebody one step to take away today of how they can even make a start, what would it be? A small change?
I would say get a pair of walking, running shoes and just get out, move your body. And also I would say cut back, if not eliminate, starch and sugar in your diet. That will change so much. And it's not a weight loss thing by any means, except you will lose weight. That's not important. It's that health, longevity, muscle, resistance training. Yes, walk. Yes, big breaths. Get that oxygen. I'm just thinking of starting point.
Yes, exactly.
As a sort of a goal, I would definitely get some dumbbells, you know, 5, 6, 7 pound dumbbells, and use them because it will change your life. Muscle is the currency of longevity. You know, that's going to. So I would say activity and cutting out starch and sugar would be your, cutting out the right food.
Well, it's not rocket science, but it's just having somebody remind you of the steps to take to make yourself feel better and take action for yourself.
It's so much faster. Yeah.
Amazing. So my last question that I ask all my guests, Heidi. So if you were to pay yourself a compliment, what would it be?
Pay myself a compliment?
Yes. Yeah.
Great question. I would say, damn it, Heidi, you've done a good job.
Yes, you have. And you are doing and continuing to do. So thank you. And my last question, liberty free to be, what does it mean to you?
Oh, that word freedom. That word freedom is huge. And I still don't feel totally free yet. So I'm still on that path to freedom. Freedom that step into my true self, you know, not going by the rules, being exactly who I want to be, and the freedom to choose that. You know, happiness is a choice and I chose it. So that freedom of choice is really important to me.
And actually, it's interesting that you said that you're not there yet. Is that because you feel like there's still so much work that you want to do that you're not fulfilling yourself? Because I feel like that. I feel like there's so much more in me that I've not got that point where I can say, yes, this is what I'm meant to do.
It's one of my biggest fears, actually, not reaching my potential. But I'm not quite sure I'm going to let myself off the hook.
Yeah.
It's a fear of mine, actually. What happens if I don't know everything I'm supposed to do?
Yeah, mine too. It's the thing that drives me the most, but it's also the thing that scares me the most, that what if I don't do all the things that I want to achieve?
It's not just me. That's amazing. Oh, God. Yes, that's a fear, and that's what drives me. And because we know that we're capable of so much.
Yeah.
So we've got a mission. We're going to get on with it.
We're out for what? I love it. How can people find you, Heidi? How can people come and check you out?
Well, Instagram, you've said. I'm doing, every 2 weeks, I'm doing a masterclass. So I'm going to give you the link so we can put it under in the notes for this. I love people. It's a 1 hour free masterclass. It's called Vibrant Life, 3 secrets to feel confident, healthy, and sexy. I'm saying after 40 because I've had many 40-year-olds to say, well, we can't come because we're not 50, because it used to be 50. So now it's 40. So 3 secrets to feel confident, healthy, and sexy after 40. And I do it every 2 weeks, and I'll put the link in for people to come.
Brilliant.
I will have it
everywhere. That's fabulous.
So good. So good.
Yeah, and just hope we can meet in person again this year. We'll be
conversation. I'm going to hop on the train from London and come.
Fabulous. Looking forward to it. And thank you so much for joining me. And I'm so glad we finally got our diaries together to make this happen.
Loved it, Rachel. Love you. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you, Heidi. So lots to take away there, ladies. You know what? Sure, there's been lots of parts of that conversation that you can completely relate to, whether you're feeling stuck and you get into your 40s and 50s and you're feeling disconnected, whether you've got relationship issues and you're feeling a bit lost. There's so much to take away from there, and I definitely recommend you go and check Heidi out. I will be back in a fortnight, but in the meantime, keep being fabulous.
Thank you for listening to the Liberty Free to Be podcast. I hope it's left you feeling inspired. If it has, why not join the free Liberty Lifestyle Hub over on Facebook? With over 300 women, all at different stages of midlife, making new connections and supporting one another. Don't forget to come and say hello at Liberty Free to Be on Instagram. I'd love to know what free to be means to you. If you're loving the podcast, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your support is much appreciated. I'll be back in a fortnight, but in the meantime, keep being fabulous.